from stop to stop to collect all 7 stamps, then return to the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. Details at hospicealliance.org.
This is WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that focuses on the concerns in the Tri-County area. It's hosted by Jane Herring, Marcia Connett, Joan Rory, and Ron Purty. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 32-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's host.
Good morning. You're listening to WGTD Community Matters. Today, I'm your host, Joan Rory, and we will be having a conversation with Racine's newest executive, county executive, Ralph Malicki. And I would love to have a conversation with you this morning, Ralph, about the state of the county. You've been incredibly busy over the last several months, and I'm super excited to have you on the show to share with us progress and challenges and what your vision is. So good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Joan. How are you today?
I'm awesome. A full disclosure, I like to make sure everybody knows where I'm at with my guests on my show. Ralph and I go back to St. Catherine's class of 1982. I'm honored and privileged to have been a classmate of Ralph and continue to be a great alliance to this day. And I enjoy watching him serve our community in so many ways. So let's get started. Let's learn about Ralph, first of all. What brought you to where you're sitting right now? You were a business owner, you're still a community advocate. What were the steps that brought you to run for county executive?
That's a really interesting question with a very convoluted answer. And what brought me here basically was a conversation with Jonathan Delagrave, who we know we suddenly passed last year, but a little over a year ago, him and I had a conversation about the possibility of running for this office because he wasn't going to run again.
Oh.
And I didn't know that at the time, and it came down to that conversation of, hey, why don't you run for county executive? And my response back was, why would I ever run against you? And so that's kind of was the start of the thought process, if you will. And obviously nobody expected what happened last year to happen with his sudden passing, which is just profoundly sad for myself and the whole community of Racine County. And beyond that, Jonathan was a legend for service and for public service throughout. But for myself personally, I've always been in a serving role. I came out of college and I started working with Community Action Agency. Back then it was the Head Start program, and I did that for 4 or 5 years. And ultimately, I came back to the grocery business because that's how I worked my way through college. Mm. So I got back into the grocery business with one of the big retailers, and I worked my way up to store director, where I ran a store for a long, long, long time. And then the opportunity came up to own the store on Washington Avenue. And throughout those years, I had the opportunity to participate in many, many nonprofit boards. I mean, I've been on the Zoological Society. I am currently on HALO, the Racine County Food Bank. I've been on since the middle 90s, I think. I've seen some articles. I can't remember the exact years. I've been on Visit Racine County, which formerly was Real Racine. I was on Downtown Racine committee for a while. I've been involved with United Way. I passed chair of United Way board of directors and Crime Stoppers, Racine Neighborhood Watch, many different boards. So serving people wasn't really something that was a question for me. It was just part of, I guess, my nature. And I looked at this as a way to extend that service. And after that conversation and the events of last year, I didn't make a decision till later, earlier in the fall of last year, if you will. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was about a little voice that said, you should probably do this. And here we are today. So as you know, my background is not in politics. It's in service with people, whether it's running a business. And I always looked at my grocery store as a way to serve the community as well. You know, we did a Veterans Cafe every Thursday. We employed many people from different organizations with special needs. We worked with different employment programs throughout. One of those was the Summer Youth Program, which now I'm on the administrative side of it versus the side of it that provided jobs, right?
But what a great perspective to bring to that table.
Right. It certainly is. You know, I can speak to the experience of our businesses and our employers. So again, over the years, I've participated in so many different things. So a lot of the people that I'm interacting with today, I've interacted with for many, many years.
Sure. But I think if I were to describe you and what I know your efforts have been, two descriptions, community champion and servant leader. You walk the walk, Ralph.
I like to try. I like to try. And I would never say that about myself, but I would say that I try to walk the walk and I try to lead by example. I think, you know, whether it's a business or county government, my approach is the same. I like to listen. I like practical solutions, and I don't mind rolling up my sleeves to get the job done. I mean, there's many times that I work in every department of the store, and guess what? That's no different here in the county.
Right. I get the impression, and I know this is correct. You were the first one to come and the last one to leave, and you're stocking shelves. You wouldn't do anything you wouldn't ask anyone else to do. So that is a true servant leader. But what you're describing seemed like it went pretty quick. In early fall, you made the decision. You announced candidacy September 24th. You won in a special election in December. You were sworn in around the holidays. So are you sharing with us that you really never thought about going into politics until that conversation?
I did not. Huh. I did not. I always felt that I would be tied up with my business, and I always felt that I could use that as a launch pad into service of others as well.
Sure. I like how you're also describing your management style at Malicki's Piggly Wiggly on Washington Avenue, and that you often did employ staff of different abilities. If anyone knows you and knows that store, that is really a shining example of community building, relationship building, and that's truly the ticket for, you know, seeing success in our community. So it was a quick decision. That's good to know. Any surprises that you walked into when you accepted the job? And I know you're talking about business analogies, but is running a county the same as managing a business?
In a lot of instances, it is. And in a lot of ways, it is not. In running a business, obviously you answer to your employees, your staff, you answer to your customers. I always try to look at everybody as customers, if you will, and mm-hmm. a customer service standpoint. And I'm doing that at the county level as well. And I'm trying to, they are working with me our staff and all that we work with, I'm trying to look at and get them to look at everything from a customer service standpoint as well, whether it's internally or externally.
Sure.
So as far as the surprises go, I think any time you start a new job, there's always surprises. And for me to state those surprises, I mean, I roll with them. They are what they are. I mean, the interactions with the different folks, the county board, the citizens, our employees, it's just, again, navigating those relationships and understanding how they interact. So it's not really surprising. It's probably what I expected.
Okay.
But every day, the little intricacies of those might be a little surprising to me. But again, it's all part of that learning curve of a different position, right? But there are a lot of similarities. Like I said, I always tried to run my business as a community as well.
Sure.
And quite frankly, over the years, my team's made me look good. I worked with some awesome people over the years, and I see that continuing on with Racine County through the county board, through our staff, and through our citizens. I look at those interactions, and I'm just, again, the teams that are involved and the teams that made me look good, if you will, over the years are what is important.
Well, you're right. The people that you surround yourself with and build those relationships with. Now, you also walked into a culture that was hurting with the loss of Jonathan. So that was a unique, you know, culture to walk into. What can you, no surprises you said, but what can you say expectation-wise as you came into this role? Now you've been in it almost 6 months, 5 months. Do you have priorities? Did you come in with any, you know, agenda or priorities? Have they changed? How did you come in?
Yeah, let's address that okay. whole healing process.
Sure.
And I was very cognizant of that. And the reason I was very cognizant of what was going on was about 4 days after Jonathan's passing, I lost a very good friend and co-worker at Piggly Wiggly as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that grieving process was somewhat parallel to what was going on here. So I fully was empathetic and sympathetic to what's going on, because I was going personally through the same process as well. And Jonathan, make no mistake about it, was a friend of mine as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a definitely a hurting time for a lot of folks, including myself. As far as priorities, my first priority was coming in, and it still remains today because it's only 6 months in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My priority was to listen, to learn, and then to act after listening and learning. I said that right away, I think, during at one of your forums, right? Listening, learning, act.
Mm-hmm.
And that remains my personal focus. As far as what's developed since then, during my county address last Tuesday, my focus has been built around two key priorities, both tied to one overarching goal of financial sustainability. We want to achieve efficiencies and economies of scale across county government, which is really important to me, because again, I look at my business and I look at the parallels of this business, and the companies that are successful are going to be the ones that take advantage of those economies of scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's both true publicly and privately. One of the first things that lend itself to this is creating a workplace of choice built on a culture of authenticity, which I'd like to think I lead the way on that. That means stronger relationships and better communication and trust from the inside out. And then secondly, we're focused on collaboration and connection to our communities, because that's where progress happens, when we listen, show up, and share the responsibility, right?
Right,
so
right.
Those are some overarching goals, or the overarching pieces to my overarching goal, financial sustainability. In my thought process leading up to this is I want to leave something better, and I like to think we all do often, want to leave things better than we found them.
Sure.
And I don't know how that's truly defined yet, other than right now I've got it narrowed down to those two priorities. And, you know, you ask about a culture of a workplace of choice. That has to do with, again, folks are more productive and they stay longer when they're feeling appreciated. And it builds a workplace of choice. There's less turnover, and there's a lot of economic benefits to that as well.
Sure.
So those are some of my personal priorities with this. Obviously, we've talked about housing in Racine County. Housing prices between $350 and $550 are lacking. RCEDC did a study or commissioned a study a little while back that said that basically we're short about 800 housing units a year in that price range.
Wow.
That's a partnership that we're working on building and creating a task force to figure out what we can do. We've looked at other county models around the state to see how they're doing it. And again, it's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about trying to bring together the best ideas with the best personnel and best ways to execute that.
Sure.
So that's kind of all over the board, but again, it goes back to my two priorities.
Yeah, and I want to go back to something you did just mention, because I want to find out from you, what's it like to manage a county? All right, there's urban areas, there's diverse needs, suburban, rural. The needs of the city of Racine are, I'm guessing, very different than the city of Burlington. How do we balance that? How do you balance that as a leader? I know that you listen and you're learning, but I can't imagine there's not a one, you know, one thing that fits all here. How do you address that?
No. And the first way you do that, Joan, is you lead by listening. And I know we've brought that up and it almost sounds cliche-ish, but there's a reason for cliches, because there's a basis of truth in them, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're listening, and I'm making a point to sit down with the mayors and the leaders and town chairs and nonprofits and business owners across the county and talk to them, and the best ideas come out of those folks and what they need. We're working on intergovernmental cooperation. I think that's essential. We're working hand-in-hand with different municipalities throughout Racine County with an organization called the RCICC, which is the Racine County Intergovernmental Cooperation Council, which brings together all 17 communities to help shape policies and reflect local needs. The 911 radio infrastructure planning process is a great example of that, of how this kind of collaboration leads to smarter investments across the county. In urban Racine, we're going to focus on housing, youth services, behavioral health, like our new behavioral health building and the Youth Development Care Center, named after Jonathan Delagrave.
Perfect. I want to hear more about that.
Yep. In Western Racine County, we're supporting rural road projects and investing in different ways. And again, balancing means building a trust. I'm proud that we're growing partnerships with our nonprofits, our school districts, our chambers. As a part of that right now, we're working with a group called Discover Wisconsin, which is a countywide effort to promote highlights throughout the county. And we're working with all 17 municipalities to point out what they're proud of in this area or in their area. and working to promote tourism, and tourism hopefully leads to more people wanting to be in our area. And again, that's building a cooperative effort. You talk about that Discover Wisconsin piece. It starts to bring people together and talk about what they're proud of.
Sure.
So again, the RCICC is a big part of that. The Discover Wisconsin project is a part of that. And the other part is just sitting and listening to what the needs are. I've got a unique approach to that myself. Again, my personal background lent itself to a lot of organizations that were centered in the eastern part of Racine County. And I do live in the western part of the county. And I've had family connections to both ends of the county. My uncle, great uncle, owned a well-known pizza restaurant in Burlington for many, many years. And Burlington has a near and dear place in my heart, as does a lot of the other areas in the western county. I mean, my kids went to high school and grade school out in that area and played youth sports in that area. And of course, my business was in the eastern part of the county, as you know. And again, a lot of the organizations I participated in were on the eastern side of the county. So I've got a unique perspective of, I'd like to say, understanding a little bit of what everybody's looking for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're bringing such a unique perspective to this role. Very beneficial for everyone involved. And this is a good time to take a really quick break. I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Community Matters. I'm your host, Joan Rory. And today my guest is Ralph Malicki, Racine County Executive. And when we are finished with our broadcast today, you'll be able to find this Community Matters in our archives at WGTD.org. But you're listening to WGTD radio in Kenosha, Elkhorn, Racine, and Lake Geneva. And again, my name is Joan Rory, and I'm hosting Ralph Malicki, our county executive, this morning. We were just talking about how to balance diverse needs of urban and suburban and rural. Can you identify any immediate needs? I know that you talked about tourism. I know that I wish we could get every citizen born and raised here in Racine to realize what an incredible place this is. And I will always be the first to say that doesn't mean we don't have work to do, Ralph, because you and I both know we are roll up our sleeves kind of people. But wow, what an incredible place we live in. And I just wish we could be tourists in our own town to see it from a different perspective. You know, to see what we have and how other people see it. So tourism was one of those needs. What are our greatest needs as a collective?
Well, like I said earlier, housing is definitely a need, right?
Oh, definitely. And not only just that line, that range of housing, but low-income housing. You know, we have to have a solution. You know, I'm also with HALO and Hospitality Center, and it's a challenge. It's not unique to our community, the housing crisis or the housing shortage, but definitely housing.
Well, one of the issues, and again, RCEDC did the study sometime before I got to office, but one of the holes in the housing that they found is affordably priced housing. In other words, people coming out of college or coming out of school, starting out, there's just not homes in that price range that are affordable. So that's what we're looking at, is how can we get more housing stock in an affordably priced, and you could call it workforce housing or what have you. When you couple that, you know, with some of the things we're doing right, which we do, like you mentioned, we are doing a lot of things right.
Oh, I love that. We need to know.
Right. You know, economic development, you know, we're not just welcoming the investment. We're building the workforce behind it. You look at the $3.3 billion Microsoft data center, and that's a once in a generation opportunity. And we're trying to make sure that local residents are ready to take advantage of it. You know, that's a whole, that means expanding job training, strengthening our K through 12 and tech pathways, and again, investing in the housing and infrastructure that can support this growth for the long haul. I look at the Microsoft development and I get excited about it because I look at what else can spring up around it. And what else will that be a catalyst for? You know, I mean, We're working on community collaborations. We're trying to solve problems the Racine County way together. And again, that's bringing different parties to the table for conversations and trying to collaborate. You know, we were involved personally, you and I, in the hospitality center meeting a few weeks ago with the city. So those meetings are just, that was one meeting of many that we're trying to be the convener, if you will, and bring people to the table.
Sure. So. And people want to be at that table. And that is almost an anomaly today. I mean, you know, lead, follow, or get out of the way. But it seems to me like people in this community want to be there. They want to be at this table. So that's exciting.
It is.
I love that you said we are doing some things right. Talk to me more about that. We need to hear the good news. And if you want, you can segue into, because I do want you to have an opportunity to talk a little bit about the new mental health facility and the new youth detention facility. But Ralph, what are we doing right?
Well, let's actually start there, right? Let's start with our two newest developments, which is the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development Care Center. It's open now, and youth have officially moved locations out of the previous location to the new location. And the facility is built around rehabilitation and reintegration and not punishment. It offers a trauma-informed care and educational programming and family engagement opportunities to help young people find stability and a path forward. I mean, that's a big deal. To me,
it is.
That is an incredible thing. Trauma-informed care and educational program has a pros to punishment. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. And that's a very impactful time of people's lives, as you know, the right. Formative teenage years. So we're trying to make an impact there, and I believe that the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development Care Center is definitely a major part of that. And then on May 21st, as you know, because you were there, we broke ground at the Behavioral Health Building at 1720 Taylor Avenue. And that's going to be a comprehensive facility that will provide easier access to crisis care, outpatient services, and include a 15-bed substance use disorder residential treatment unit, meeting residents where they are with the help they need. And it's designed to eliminate barriers and bring services under one roof with increased accessibility. Those are both long-term investments in people.
Sure.
Both projects are about building systems that heal, restore, and uplift, and not just manage crises. They reflect a smarter, more compassionate future for Racine County, and we're proud to lead that work in partnership with our community members. That are things that started before me, but I got to tell you, I'm very proud to have a small part of at this point, and going forward, a much bigger part in helping craft and develop what those systems look like. That being said, moving beyond that across our county, I look at our lakefront, you know, you're talking about the things we're doing right and the things we should be proud of. You know, we look at our lakefront, the Racine Zoo. You go out to our smaller Western communities, and their downtowns are just bustling. I mean, the Burlington downtown is something to be held up as an example. And you just look across the county, and there's a lot of amazing things going on. And sometimes we get mired down in the negative thoughts and negative perceptions. But in reality, there's a lot of positive things going on and a lot of hardworking citizens out there, community members that are all pushing in the same direction.
Sure.
We just need that pointed out from time to time that is actually going on. I'm proud to be a Racine County resident, and I'm especially grateful to have this opportunity as the executive, and again, to be a small part of that and a part of the history of Racine County. It's a big deal.
Sure. I am incredibly impressed at the facility, the Jonathan Delagrave Development Care Center. Having come from a career in education, to be able to see and know that educators have this 21st century learning facility, but it's not about, you know, it is about the bells and whistles, but it's also about the 21st century care teaching, you know, the trauma-informed care, the professionals at the Development Care Center. I had an opportunity to meet with them during the open house. The passion is there. This will be such a positive impact, not just for our community, but our state. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but other counties, this is not just a Racine County thing. This will be utilized from people outside of our county. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have contracts with many, many counties throughout the state that if they choose to send youth here, they have that opportunity.
Sure.
So there is that going on. It's the first of its kind in the state, and I'm told nationally.
Wow. I'm not surprised, because we can raise the bar here. So that is great. It's something we're doing right, and I'm so incredibly proud of the work that's happening around that. I might throw a little doozy at you here, Ralph, because I'm wondering, in coming into this new role, have you had to make any really difficult decisions?
You know, I feel like every day is there's difficult decisions, but again, that's true in any business leader.
Sure.
You have to make choices, and that's my job. That's what I got elected for. And again, I look at it with my previous business. Anybody in a leadership role is making decisions by the minute, literally.
Sure.
So particularly difficult, yeah, there's been difficult decisions. Can I give you specific ones? Probably not so much, but I look at it every day as, I mean, if this, then that, and I have to look at how I can be a responsible steward of our resources and our taxpayer resources. So I look at every decision as being difficult, because what we take for granted and we say yes or no to over here is going to affect somebody over there.
Sure.
So quite frankly, every decision's a thought process.
Sure. I we have about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes left. So I wanted also to hear from you. What can we do as citizens, as community members? Do you have an ask of us? What can we do?
You know, if I had an ask of you, it would be show up, get involved. And again, there's a lot of people out there that are involved, but we need more. We need different perspectives. We could use more involvement. And I'm not just speaking at the county level. I'm speaking at all levels. I'm speaking at the board levels. I'm speaking at the volunteerism level. Show up and be involved. to me, that's the biggest ask. That's the ask that I've always heard over the years on every organization mm-hmm. I've been involved with. You know that firsthand right now with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my greatest ask. Show up, get involved. If nothing else, let's hear what you're thinking.
Right.
And if you're thinking it, other people are probably thinking it as well. You know, we always said in the grocery business, if it was the compliments or the complaints that you heard, but there was probably a whole lot of other people behind the scenes that felt the same way.
Sure.
So it always, we always had to adjust our behaviors based on what we heard. So I don't see this as being any different. And again, the big ask is get involved, show up at whatever level that is.
I'm going to throw in a little, if anyone listening would like to know any information about how they can be connected or get involved, certainly you can reach out to me on the WGTD website. But there is plenty of need, plenty of boards that have open seats, and plenty of boards that have committees that don't require you to be a board member, but you could be a committee. But that's step up to the plate. That's what we need. What's next for Racine County? I know that you didn't envision yourself in a political role, Ralph. Is it now set in stone? Are you in it for the long haul? What's next?
Well, everything I do is about the long haul, so I'm in it.
Okay.
That being said, what's next for Racine County is we're navigating some very challenging times right now. You've asked me what the biggest surprise is, and I guess I'd elaborate on that. And one of the biggest surprises are how fast the ground can shift, you know, between inflation, shifting state level policies and rising service demands. What worked today may not work tomorrow. So our challenge in that area is staying flexible and of course surrounding yourself with good people and a good knowledge base. I said it again during the course of my campaign that as a grocery store owner, I didn't have to know how to cut meat. I just had to know to find the right person to cut that meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's next for Racine County is, for my personal goals would be to get us, and we are, but to get us to a more so financially stable position. As you know, the sales tax was passed last year.
Right.
We'll address how that is utilized and in the budget process, which is starting up right now. And that's what's next for Racine County. What can we do? How can we get better? How can we take care of what we've done well all these years? So it's about stability. And again, it's about passing on something better to our next generation. That's what I see is what's next for Racine County. How can we, again, constant improvement is my mantra. And the staff, and it's, again, a cliche, but the staff hears me say it all the time, and it's what I started out with in my first talk with the staff was be better. You know, and that again, was part of my State of the County address. It's not to imply that things weren't good, but it's a mindset of constant improvement. What can we build on? How can we make it better? So that's what I see for Racine County. And that's based in our changing times, be better. How can we morph into the next version of ourselves in a better way? You know, and again, the budget challenges are real and they're bigger than I expected. I knew that we had to be responsible with taxpayer dollars. I'm a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer. I'm responsible for that. And I take that responsibility very, very seriously. Seeing what $17 million in cuts to our county government would have done without the sales tax, positions lost and programs impacted, it really drove home tough trade-offs we face. And again, just because that sales tax passed doesn't mean those problems are solved. Sure. So those challenges continue on and on. And that's where we need to be better, and we need to find answers and better ways of doing things.
Sure. And I think it is important to note, too, that our community isn't unique in this. You know, I know that we passed a Racine Unified referendum last month, and 60 other school districts in the state of Wisconsin also were up for referendum. So that really tells us we are not alone. The struggle is real. And boy, Ralph Malicki, you have a very full plate. I want to go back to just something that you said, because I have adopted something from Jonathan Delagrave, and you said it, a slight revision of what I heard, but I really do live by the mantra, listen, learn, and lead. And you said, listen, learn, and act. So two variations of what we might have heard from Jonathan. But Ralph, I'm so grateful to you for knowing, seeing the need, stepping up to the plate, bringing what you have to the table, because your background, your passion, your experience, everything is so beneficial to our community with you at the helm. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share? I just want to make sure I say thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy, and allow you to, you know, lead us out. And then we'll be able to find this program in the WGTD Community Matter Archives. And Ralph, any closing thoughts?
I just want it to be known that I do not take this responsibility doesn't fall lightly on me. It's a very serious responsibility. And again, it's about being better. And it's about being a good steward of our resources financially across the county and getting folks involved in decisions. And that those are important processes that and responsibilities from what I see. Sure. Collaborative efforts are very important. And again, I am so grateful to our community for letting me have this opportunity. And I'm not going to let them down.
How long is your term?
My term is over in 27, at which time I'll make the decision to run for re-election. That decision's going to come up.
You almost let it slip.
Well, that decision's coming up sooner than
later,
right?
Of course, of course. Well, you're a humble servant leader, and I am very grateful you're in our community with that. So thank you, Ralph Malicki, for your servant leadership, for your answering the call, and for being on my show today, Community Matters. Let's do this. Let's work together. I love that you said the word collaboration numerous times. That's one of my favorite words. So thank you, Ralph, and keep fighting the good fight and making good trouble. And I'm your host today of Community Matters, Joan Rory, with my guest, Ralph Malicki, Racine County Executive. And have a great day, and watch for this on the archives if you did not catch it. Thanks, Ralph.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click shows. This is WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
I'm Gregory Berg, and Monday's morning show begins with Dr. Samantha Sweeney, author of Culturally Competent Kids, Raising Children to Thrive in a Diverse World. We'll lighten things up in part two with Anders Henriksen and his book published way back in 2001 called Non Compos Mentis, World History According to College Students, an entertaining cavalcade of misstatements and mistakes made by college students talking about world history. Monday's morning show begins just after 8.
WGTD HD, Kenosha Racine.